Game 6 tonight. It's on CBC, 8 o'clock start. We're very pleased to welcome in from MSG, part of the broadcast team tonight, of course. It's Game 6, chance to take it back to the Garden for Game 7 on Friday night. Dave Maloney's kind enough to join us on Brady and Walker. Dave, thanks for taking the time. It's great to have you back on.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, guys, from sunny, warm, humid Tampa for Game 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably humid everywhere. We looked at the we had Kelly Rudy on earlier, and we asked him from a goalie's perspective how much is on Lundqvist tonight. But you don't even give it a second thought in elimination games. You just always feel, you've seen it time after time after time, Dave, you're going to get the very best Henrik Lundqvist when the team's against the back. It's not a cliche. It's actually a fact.
Yeah, there's no question. I think it's certainly well documented that the franchise records for games in this situation have been established during the reign of Henrik Lundqvist. I mean, the question's been asked, is there anything different about him? And really there isn't. And at this particular point, as a matter of fact, this team is just bound and determined to go about their business, and it starts with the guy in goal. There's no change in demeanor. There's no, as a matter of fact, the biggest change, it wasn't even demeanor. It was just his reaction after game four, as giving up the goal he did to Kucherov that was a little out of character. But he rebounded, or I'm sorry, after game three. He certainly rebounded to be Henrik once again. So I think you could make the case there are four goalies still standing, and the one guy you basically know what you're getting every night is the guy that's playing goal tonight for Rangers.
Tell us about Marty St. Louis. No one's taken away, you know, what he's accomplished. What a career. What an amazing story. He didn't even have a bad year, 52 points in a year that scoring was down, but he has one goal in 17 playoff games. Is this just, he's run into a tough stretch, or are we just beginning to see a father time type of thing, which, hey, it happens when you're 39?
Yeah, I mean, that's, reality for all of us who have had a chance to play comes at some point. For some of us, it comes a little quicker than we thought. For others, it comes a little later than you probably thought. And for those that are Hall of Fame players, I'm almost back that it's difficult when it comes towards the end. Now, you're talking a life, really, of overcoming, for Marty, an awful lot of odds that certainly I'm not sure anybody saw it in the picture, because his career was really well established in the old game, let alone when the game changed in 2005.
Sure, yeah.
So there's an awful lot of things that Marty has done and accomplished in his career, and yet it does. It comes to an end for everyone. If it didn't, we'd all play forever. And I think that might be the reality that we're seeing here now. There was a thought, I thought when he scored in game four, then he had three brilliant chances, confident chances after, and didn't score again, which was okay. Then, okay, now you get into game five, and could that be the leg into what Rangers need from or would like to see and what he would like to see from his game? It really wasn't there in game five. Now, it wasn't an awful lot there, around him either, but there's no question. I think it's the reality of the business. It ends for some guys sooner and other guys later, and Marty St. Louis is a first ballot for me Hall of Fame player.
Played over a decade in the NHL. Dave Maloney, our guest from MSG. Game 6 tonight is in Tampa, Rangers and the Lightning. We talked a lot about Steven Stamkos in the first series. People would call us. We'd have guests on. They'd say, I don't know, he looks hurt. And we didn't think so. We thought that was the great job Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg were doing. He clearly isn't hurt in this series. What can the Rangers do, if anything, not getting last change with Vigneault against Cooper to just limit his effectiveness? Because even when he's not scoring, he's creating.
Yeah, you know what? I'm certainly not taking. This is the first time I've had a chance to watch another great player up close and personal over a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And what I've been impressed with him is he has a bit of a mean streak. His compete level is good. I mean, that there's no question he's a goal scorer. There's no question, he skates well. But I'll tell you, he doesn't take a backward step when it comes to getting involved. And I also think that being said, his backup, his support staff, when it comes to offense in this team, is pretty significant. So from a matchup standpoint, and all the great ones, right, they seem to be in the right place at the right time or get the goal that their team needs and things like that. So you can throw that all into the story of Steven Stamkos, that this has not really been a matchup series for a number of fronts. I think there are an awful lot of weapons from Tampa. And I also think, too, with the 7D and 11 forwards, John Cooper's allowed to kind of mix around and move people around in this lineup. So there have been a number of factors. I think that the matchups haven't been as crucial, and a couple of reasons to the depth of Tampa and the 11 forwards. But make no mistake, he is an impressive player, Steven Stamkos.
Yeah. Dave Maloney, our guest, talking Rangers, Lightning, Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet 360. It's interesting because, in order to build a winner, you got to draft, you got to develop. And then you sprinkle in the odd free agent. And that's what Tampa's done. And they've hit on a couple, right? Philpott looks like maybe the best free agent of the class 2 years ago. And this year it was Strawman. And he was a guy that was playing for the Rangers last year. Is there any element of surprise to you that Strawman has been as strong as he was in the year previous?
No. None whatsoever. He may have been, the Rangers back end got banged up a little bit last year over the course of 80 games, and he played them all, 82 games, and he might have been the Rangers' most consistent defenseman from game one. Where did they open? They opened in Phoenix a year ago when Strong was there. It's a game five when they lost the Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals. The budgets being what they are, and the economy of different franchises being what they were or are, the Rangers couldn't afford to get to pay Anton Strowman, which what he got, and I think everybody now believes that he got what he deserved as far as how valuable he is. There's no, I have not been surprised. I have to kind of chuckle a little bit when he showed up with the Rangers. John Tortorella was the coach. And I remember Tort saying, I don't know who he is, and I don't like what I see. And it wasn't very long after that, there's a bit of a game here, and it's getting better. And so he's a good man, a good player, and he's been an important part of what's gone on here in Tampa.
That quote, you've been in broadcasting a long time, so have we. That quote, everybody hears that from their boss eventually. That's, that can be a new boss, it can be an old boss. I don't know him very well, and I don't like what I see or hear. It depends on which way you're looking at it.
Yeah. Hey. Hopefully we can all live to tell the tale beyond the boss.
Hey, enjoy tonight, and we certainly know for Rangers fans there'd be nothing like Friday night trying to get back and repeat as conference champions. We wish you the best tonight. Thanks for this, Dave.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I look forward to it. You can't get 7 until you get 6. So nope. The Rangers are looking to do that tonight.